All of our associates are still on the line assisting other callers and will be with you shortly. We thank you for your patience. All of our associates are still on the line assisting other callers and will be with you shortly. We thank you for your patience. All of our associates are still on the line assisting other callers and will be with you shortly. We thank you for your patience. All of our associates are still on the line assisting other callers and will be with you shortly. We thank you for your patience. All of our associates are still on the line assisting other callers and will be with you shortly. We thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. This is Diana. How can I help you?
Hello.
Yes, how can I help you?
Yes, my name is Diana. My last name is Felix.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you at all.
Hello.
Yes. How can I help you?
Hello. My name is Ria. My last name initial is SSSM. I'm calling from provider.
Okay. Still didn't hear. Hold on. Just a little slower, please. I'm not hearing you. Could I have your first name again?
It's Ria, R-I-A.
Okay. And your callback phone number, please?
It's 301-685-6623.
And what state is the provider in, please?
It's Maryland.
And what's the name of the group or provider that you're calling from?
Yeah, just a moment. Yeah, the provider's name is Maryland Internal Medicine.
And what's the patient's name, please?
The patient's name is Tan V. Wu.
Are you calling for benefits or claims?
I'm calling for claims.
Just a minute. What's the date of service?
Date of service is January 28th of 2025.
Total charge?
Total charge amount is $275 even.
Just a moment.
Yeah. I have a specific question about this claim.
Okay, give me just a moment while I first get it pulled up in front of me.
Yeah, no problem.
Who's the rendering provider?
The rendering provider is Michael Limbowitz.
All right, and what's your question on the claim?
We sent this claim for reprocess. I want to know the reprocess status of this claim.
Which claim number? There are two claims on file. One processed, one's a duplicate.
Yeah, we sent this claim for reprocess one. Yeah, we sent the duplicate.
Right, what claim number?
It's 26251958309100580.
I don't even see that claim number. Just a moment.
I have the case number if you want.
Just give me a moment.
Yeah.
So these claims are processed by the local, not by us, being the home plan. So we have different claim numbers than the local has. When was it submitted back for adjustment?
No, we have submitted this for the incorrect denial.
Yeah, what date? When?
We sent this claim for reprocess on August 4 of 2025.
All right, just a moment, please.
Yeah.
So a letter to the provider on August 26th, so that's today, says we've reviewed the claim for additional payment and confirmed that the claim processed correctly based on the information forwarded by the home plan. Please, so this was sent out by the local. Please contact your local blue and provide claim number, and then they put a SCUF number. For further clarification on processing details, this will be able to correct any duplicate denials if incorrectly processed. So there are two claims, one that processed and one that denied as a duplicate. So
yeah.
The one for the rendering provider that you gave me processed
can you please
by the local
the
where it was submitted. I'm sorry, what was that?
Can you please give me the claim detail for the processed claim?
Yeah, it allowed $275, which applied to the members' out-of-network deductible, and that was on February 7th of 2025.
It's all about the member deductible?
It applied to the members' out-of-network deductible. That provider, Michael Leibowitz, is an out-of-network provider.
Okay, just a moment. Yes, claim is processed out of network, hence we reveal the claim, corrected claim.
There is no corrected claim. There's a duplicate claim.
But we send the corrected claim for the claim.
Well, then you would need, Yeah, you would need to reach out to the local where you submitted that because they denied it as a duplicate.
Yes, we sent the corrected claim and it denied the duplicate. So we sent
the
claim to a reprocessing under the case number.
No, you would need to reach out to the local where it was processed to ask them to view the claim to see if it was submitted as a correction or a new claim because they denied it as a duplicate.
Yeah, so can you please directly connect me with local?
Unfortunately, I don't have a contact number for the state of Maryland. That's not Anthem State. However, usually the office billing manager would have that contact information.
So how can I get the contact information for them?
You would need to either reach out to the office billing manager. They should have that contact information. Or you would need to perform an internet search.
Okay, no problem. Can you please give me the reference number for this?
Are you all set with no other questions?
No, I don't have any other question, but just I want to ask this question because we sent this claim for reprocess at this contact number only.
Right, and I provided you with the information from the letter that they sent out to the provider.
I can give you the reference number. You can check the conversation between...
I just gave you the response to that. They sent it back, and I gave you the response that was sent out in a letter today, just a few moments ago.
Okay, so how can we get the EOB for this?
You'll need to contact the local where the claim was processed.
Okay, no problem. Can you please give me the reference number for this?
Just a moment.
Yeah.
Reference number is I as in India, 3954015.
And can you please spell your name?
Diana.
Last name initial is?
J.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.